Welcome to Tech Pulse, your quick dive into the world of tech. Today, we're unpacking OpenAI's decision to bring back its 4.0 model following user demand, a fascinating move in the AI landscape.
OpenAI's decision to reintroduce the 4.0 model comes after significant user feedback. Many users were dissatisfied with GPT-5, citing a preference for the 4.0 model's performance and reliability. This move highlights OpenAI's commitment to user satisfaction and flexibility in its product offerings. The broader implication here is how user feedback can directly influence AI development strategies, marking a shift towards more user-centered AI solutions.
It's fascinating to see user influence shape such large-scale AI decisions. Now let's move to another major development involving OpenAI and Apple's latest integration.
Apple has announced that its upcoming iOS 26 will feature OpenAI's GPT-5 integrated into its intelligence feature. This integration aims to enhance user experience by providing more advanced AI capabilities, allowing for more natural interactions and improved functionality across Apple's ecosystem. The strategic move by Apple signifies its commitment to remaining at the forefront of AI innovation, leveraging OpenAI's cutting-edge technology to boost its product offerings.
OpenAI's expansion into Apple's systems is certainly a big step. Speaking of integrations, Microsoft also has news about GPT-5, right?
Indeed, Microsoft has integrated GPT-5 into its Copilot feature with a new smart mode. This enhancement aims to improve user productivity by offering more intelligent assistance and automation capabilities. The integration reflects Microsoft's strategy to embed AI deeper into its product suite, enhancing the value proposition of its software for business users.
Copilot's evolution with GPT-5 is definitely something to watch. Now, let's pivot to NVIDIA and some interesting internal news.
NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, recently acknowledged the hiring of employees' children within the company. This move highlights NVIDIA's focus on fostering a collaborative and familial corporate culture. While it's a unique approach, it emphasizes trust and community within the company, potentially leading to increased employee loyalty and satisfaction. However, it also raises questions about meritocracy and how it impacts NVIDIA's talent acquisition and development strategies.
NVIDIA's approach is certainly unconventional. Moving on, Google is facing some challenges with its AI technology. Can you tell us more?
Google's Gemini AI has been encountering issues, particularly with coding tasks, leading to an infinite looping bug. This problem has sparked discussions about the reliability and current limitations of AI in complex coding environments. It underscores the ongoing challenges tech companies face in perfecting AI for practical, real-world applications, highlighting the gap between AI potential and actual performance.
It's clear that AI still has some hurdles to overcome. In related news, what did Sam Altman have to say about OpenAI's current financial outlook?
Sam Altman has mentioned that OpenAI expects to operate at a financial loss for some time as it continues to invest heavily in training and computing capacity. This strategy underscores OpenAI's focus on long-term growth and technological leadership despite immediate financial setbacks. It reflects a broader industry trend where companies are prioritizing technological advancement over short-term profitability.
OpenAI's commitment to innovation at a cost is bold. Let's wrap up with a quick mention of some user sentiment surrounding ChatGPT's latest update.
Many ChatGPT users have expressed dissatisfaction with GPT-5, describing its performance as having an overworked secretary vibe. They miss the more personable interactions with the previous 4.0 model, highlighting the emotional connection users can develop with AI interfaces. This feedback loop is crucial for developers aiming to balance technical enhancements with user experience.
And that's a wrap for today's Tech Pulse. Stay tuned as we continue to track these evolving stories and their impact on the tech landscape. Until next time.